USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As war rages on in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said he finally had the chance to speak to President Joe Biden, but it's unfortunate it didn't happen earlier.
If I spoke with Biden, President Biden, yes, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, I don't remember. We have good contact. I can tell you the truth. And it's a pity that it began after the beginning of this war, but we have it, and I'm my appreciation.
The Ukrainian leader continued to ask for help, adding that the whole world has been late with Ukraine. President Biden will host the head of Siemens USA at the White House to announce the company will create 300 new jobs in California and Texas in a $54 million expansion of its manufacturing facilities. The president will also announce updates to the Buy American Act, which sets requirements for determining whether products bear the label of being made in the USA. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Supreme Court has given a new decision on the Boston bomber. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Boston bomber is back on death row. The Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty for 2013 Boston bomber Jahar Sanariv. The 6-3 decision reversed a federal appeals court ruling that had voided the death penalty in the case. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion of the court.
The Biden administration is considering once again extending the freeze on federal student loan payments and interest for roughly 40 million Americans before it expires at the beginning of May. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said the president is going to look at what we should do on student debt before the pause expires. Monthly payments and interest have been suspended on the vast majority of federal student loans since March of 2020 when Congress passed the CARES Act. The payment pause applies only to student loans that are held directly by the Education Department, which comprise the vast majority of the $1.7 trillion of outstanding student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO, with any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Alabama soon could become the latest state to allow people to carry concealed handguns in public without first getting a permit. The Alabama Senate voted 23-6 for the House-passed bill that would abolish the current permit requirement. The legislation now returns to the House of Representatives, where members will decide whether to accept Senate changes to the bill. The proposal is championed by gun rights advocates who call it constitutional carry and argue that people should not have to get a permit, which requires background checks and a fee, to carry a concealed handgun. Opponents, including state sheriffs and others in law enforcement, say the permits help combat crime and enhance public safety. The Department of Homeland Security announced in a press release that it would designate Ukraine for temporary protected status, allowing Ukrainian foreign nationals to remain in the country legally for the next 18 months. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Russia's premeditated and unprovoked attack on Ukraine has resulted in an ongoing war, senseless violence, and Ukrainians forced to seek refuge in other countries. In these extraordinary times, we will continue to offer support and protection to Ukrainian nationals in the United States. Detroit's big three automakers now have said they will allow auto workers to stop wearing masks at workplaces where the CDC officials have said it's safe to do so. General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis NV said in a joint statement they will adopt the new guidance allowing workers at U.S. facilities not to wear those masks regardless of COVID-19 vaccination status. This is USA Radio News.